certify that the meeting was properly posted. I will read the duly elected new board members and existing, Paul Mollard, Bill Pinardi, Jamie Francis, Barry Young, Bill Stutz, Roy Hager, Brandon Snyder, Jeffrey Nevola, Patrick Hansen, Stephen Finko, David McNutt, Karen Lauer, Roxanne Luchin, Hannah Hiller, and Gary Kessler. Now we will administer the oath. So you'll have to stand and raise your right hands. I.
Aye.
State your names.
Aye.
Having been elected.
Having been elected.
To the office of county board.
To the office of county board.
But have not yet entered upon the duties thereof.
But have not yet entered upon the duties thereof.
Swear that I will support the Constitution of the United States.
Swear that I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of Wisconsin.
And the Constitution of the State of Wisconsin.
And I will faithfully discharge the duties of said office to the best of my ability.
And I will faithfully discharge the duties of said office to the best of my abilities.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Yes, you can sign up. Then I will leave those back. Okay, roll call. Mollard.
Here.
Pinardi.
Here.
Francis.
Here.
Youngs.
Here.
Stutz.
Here.
Hager. Snyder.
Here.
Nevola.
Here.
Hansen.
Here.
Finko.
Here.
McNutt.
Here.
Lauer.
Here.
Luchin.
Here.
Hiller.
Here.
Kessler.
Here.
Now we'll go on to the election of board chair. Do we have any nominations?
Yes, I nominate Larry Youngs.
I'll support.
Do we have any other nominations? Any other nominations? Any other nominations?
I'll make a motion to call nominations and cast a unanimous ballot for Larry Youngs to chair.
Do I have a second?
I'll second it.
Ready? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Take your way.
Thank you all. It'll be an honor and a privilege to serve as your board chair. Just to let you know that just because I'm the board chair, we all have one vote. You must have the board of no better. No worse than none of you. It's all you did is give me the keys. And I make sure that everybody knows what we're doing. Make sure all the board members know that you're informed on what we're voting on. Talk about it and make sure we're all voting on it. I ask you to listen to your department heads. They're good. Treat them with dignity and respect, and they will also treat you with dignity and respect as well. With that, I guess I'll call for the election of the vice chair.
I nominate Jamie Francis.
I'll second that.
Any other nominations? Any other nominations? Is there any other nominations?
I make a motion to call for the closing of the election of the board by chair.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Congratulations, Jamie. You will work well together. And then the election of the highway committee is next, and for your new board members, the election of the highway committee is done in this room. It is chosen by your peers. It's a five-person board. Highway, of all the committees in here, highways run like a business, basically run like a business. Casey needs help, but if you know stuff about equipment, you know stuff about all that, right, Casey? So with that, and another thing too, there's no first chair, second chair in here. We pick five, and when they meet, they decide who's gonna be the chair and vice chair. So with that.
I do have agendas, our first meeting is Thursday, and I have agendas, we didn't have emails, Matt, so if you're on the committee, I'll give you an agenda for our Thursday meeting at four.
The reason for that is to open up blacktop bids and stuff like that, and you gotta get them all. So with that, I call for a nomination for the highway committee. Any other nominations? Any other?
I nominate, are we doing one at a time?
Yeah, we're doing one at a time. Any other nominations? There is none. Is that where we have that sentence?
I'll make a motion to close nominations for person one of the highway committee.
Four.
All favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Do I need another one?
I'll nominate Pat.
Pat Hansen. Any other nominations? Any others? Any others?
Make a motion to close the nominations for person two of the highway committee.
I'll second it.
All favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Now you need another one.
I'll nominate Dave McGuff.
Any other nomination? Any others? Any others?
Move the both nominations.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, one more.
Make a motion to nominate Mr. Finkel.
Any other nominations? Any others? Any other nominations?
I move the nominations be closed and unanimous ballot be cast for Steve Finkel for a position on the board of the highway committee.
Second. All favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Another one?
I'll nominate Mr. Neville.
Any other nominations? Any other nominations? Any other nominations?
Make most people's nominations be cast even before Mr. Neville.
Second that. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Go fast.
You're right.
Okay, five, okay, the next one is also not in this room, it's only done by your peers, is UW Extension A. We have five members on that one you deal with, UW Extension, Becky, tell them what they'll like be doing, a little bit, highlight.
Our office manages the youth programming in the community, through 4-H. Neil Cunny is our educator, we have a community development educator, Joseph Miller. He's the liaison to the Aaron County Economic Development Committee. And he also does programs within the community through his role. We also manage the Iron County Mobile Food Pantry Program, and we have a state specialist, Kathy Techman, she's housed in our office. She works with the Climate Hits Institute through UW Extension, so. A lot of fun programming in the community.
Okay, we need five people for that board.
Make a motion for Roxanne Lucian to be on the extension committee.
Any other nomination? Any others? Any others? Somebody got a quote?
I'm gonna close the nomination for Roxanne Lucian. For extension board.
Second. Everybody Snyder, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Next.
I'll nominate Mr. Kessler.
Any other nominations? Any others? Any others?
Make most people's nominations be cast. fourth vote for Mr. Gardner.
Second.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Close. Thank you, Mr. Kessler. Okay, number three.
I make motion to nominate Mr. Snyder to be on the elected board.
Any other nominations? Any others? Any others?
Any other nominations to close the unanimous ballot to cast for Brendan Snyder for executive?
All in favor? Or need a second?
Aye. I'll second.
I need a second.
Jim, second today. All in favor?
Aye.
Close. Okay, number four.
Nominate Mr. Stubbs.
Any other nominations? Any other nominations? Any other nominations?
I move to close the nominations and elect by unanimous vote. Thomas Stubbs.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Close. Okay, Mr. Stubbs, you're on, and one more.
Motion for Mr. Francis, we nominated him to be on the board, to be the extension.
Are there any other nominations? Any other nominations? Any other nominations?
Make a motion to close nominations and cast unanimous ballot.
Need a second? All in favor?
Aye.
Any close? Okay, that carries. Number 11 is approve the minutes of the March 31st, 2026 as presented. And you get to take a look at it.
I'll make a motion to approve.
Motion by Lawler.
I'll second.
Seconded by Mr. Mulder. All in favor?
Aye.
Close. Communications, do you have any, Kristen?
I just wanted to go through real quick. In front of you, we have packets. There's a welcome information letter, county board rules, procedures, the districts, there's employee phone numbers, names, open meeting laws, and then the county comes out with the official handbook, so that's there. So very back to the new board members, there's forms for you to fill out for payroll, for your per diems, and for the emails and so forth. So if you can fill those out and get back to me as soon as possible, that would be appreciated.
If we already have an email, we don't need to fill out, we don't need to fill out that stuff out, but I just.
Unless you have something that's changed with your, anything that you're.
So those of us that are continuing, you do not need to fill out any of these papers in the back.
Not unless there's something that you do not want put in on the website or given out.
Or nothing changed, so good, thank you.
Okay, and for you, we all get an email address. If some of the old school ones, so choose not to use it, you just ask Kristen and she'll get you paper. She will get paper. You don't want to email some of us are a little computer illiterate. I mean, not probably one of them, but I know enough to get by.
The board and finance packets are usually done in Thursday and Friday before the meeting, so if you need to come in and get your packet ahead of time, they'll be in my office. Otherwise, they get emailed in the afternoon. To your county.
During the meeting, sitting on Tuesday.
Yes.
So if we could just say 4 days early, generally?
Rest of the committees, the chair appoints them. I'm gonna hand it out at the end of this meeting, which you're on. If you feel that maybe you could, I got you wrong, don't worry, you can help me, then we don't be hesitant to tell me, we'll switch it or we'll do something. But if you have a 4 day, try to get all the most used and ask you. If I miss something or something you're interested in, let me know. And Kristen found this out too, that two of the people that are on land and zoning supposed to have to be at UW extension, is that correct?
Land and water and water.
Yeah. Two of them from land and water. We'd have to fix that. Okay, I know it's a lot for you guys all to take in. Jay was gonna give a report, put a you guys get your feet underneath you. It's a lot of information to get. None of us know everything, but every one of us knows something that's going to help this move. So that's the way we operate. So everybody here, none of us, somebody here knows something about something, and we just use you. We use you, squeeze you like a lemon.
I do have a written report that I'm going to send to everybody.
He's going to email it out, you can read it after, and he'll tell you, but it's just too much.
Yeah, well, it's, yeah, I had planned on, for a lot of you, what I'm working on, and what Tom's working on. I provided background in writing, so you can read through it and process it, whereas if I tried to go through.
Okay, we got to adopt Robert's rule of order. We have to make a motion in a second. We need a motion to read.
I'll make that motion.
Motion by Paul Mulligan, second. Work by JB Francis, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Designation of official county depository. We have to make a bank, we can chip off, correct?
We have Chippewa, but we also are moving money to LGI. Those as our depository.
We're meeting with LGI on Thursday.
Where is that?
So that's the local government investment pool, so almost every county, along with other municipalities across the state, uses to tend to pay a higher interest rate. Right now, we're at 3.86, I think, was the last I saw, so they tend to pay a slightly higher interest rate than what we can get. It's also an opportunity for us to just.
Spread our money around.
Spread our money around.
Get too much money in one bank.
One of the other benefits of LGI that a lot of counties talk about is you can hold multiple accounts, so you can have sub-accounts. So if highway has highway funds, we can put the highway funds in a highway fund-specific account. It earns its own specific interest, it's easy to track, money moves automatically, wire, ACH.
It's also important, if I could add something, for collateralization when it comes to the audit. Having this money with multiple institutions satisfies more collateralization.
That's true too. In fact, I talked about that with the auditors today, and they said it's a good plan in the LGI.
I think Chippewa is a really good service for us in the past, and I don't know why we would take away business from a place that pays taxes for us. You know, why would, that's my feeling, so it's up to you guys.
I make a motion that we designate Chippewa Valley Bank as our day-to-day bank, and LGIP as our friends.
I will support that.
And a motion by Ross Sandin, a supportive by Joe Bernardi. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Close. And just to let you know, too, the auditors are in that room down there. They're all down there looking in their books. Cooking the books. Okay, they're going to be here for, they were here yesterday, today, they're going to be here tomorrow, which is, and then they're leaving, which is a good thing, it's easier longer than that. So we're going in the right direction. Designation of official county newspaper.
Motion to nominate the Onion County Miner as our official county newspaper.
Motion by Karen Lawler, I need a second.
Second.
Second by Roxanne for Onion County Miner, all in favor?
Aye.
Close. Motion carries. Designate corporate counsel. Sorry. Designate the day and time for the county board meeting. It's usually it's third, last Tuesday, 6 o'clock, everybody go with that. Everybody go with that. Somebody gotta make a motion, right? Hey, Jamie. Second. Yep. Motion by Joe Bernardi, all in favor?
Aye.
Hey, opposed? No, designate corporate counsel. This is what we did. We went with Doug Musket, now Doug went back to his original human services child support role he played at Iron County. We went with Moorbacher for more of the ordinances and stuff like that, because he's does Bayfield and Ashland. So he's more in help me here.
He has more experience.
Yeah.
He's got experience, and he's actually been a little bit more. He's, yeah.
Okay, so that's all we're gonna do, we're gonna split them, Doug's going back, so I need a motion for that, if I could, please.
Make a motion that we have,
Alex Morbacher.
Alex Morbacher with Clark and Clark as well.
And Doug Muscat is?
Yeah.
PHS. Okay, motion by Roxanne.
All support.
Seconded by Brandon Snyder, all in favor.
Aye.
Committee department has a chairman report, can any committees be, we haven't been meeting after the election, anybody that, other than the board, though?
Actually, I have a little something, the Board of Health did meet, we had a hearing, the request of the owner of the Silver Street Motel, the Zoom meeting, to accommodate the owner, he lives in Florida, owner requested a hearing to appeal, he wanted to overturn the temporary closure of the motel due to multiple health and safety violations. There's a history of temporary closures since last summer, there's no water, sewer, missing screens, missing locks, or there's all kinds of issues that have been going on for a long period of time. And, the defendant did not join the hearing, he didn't join us. After discussion by the Board of Health, we revoked the license to operate the Silver Street Motel. The owner would need to obtain a new license and inspection, be in compliance with regulations.
That license issued to the city of Burlington?
We have a sanitary license, and we revoked that.
Permit, all of it, yeah.
Yeah.
And there's the meeting, we had actually revoked the license.
Anybody else, did anybody else meet?
We had a memorial building meeting, things are going smooth, we got events coming up, and we actually got somebody interested in running the bowling alley. So, we're not for sure yet, but they did approach me. Karen's been there the last, really.
The kids are almost done with the wheels on the cannon.
Oh, man.
We're gonna try to get the cannon put together by Memorial Day.
The cannon wheels, one of the cannon wheels is done, got picked up this morning.
Yeah.
The other one, they're working weekends even, to get the second one done.
Looks really nice, possibly thinking about firing.
We have to pay a ton of money for these.
We'll point it.
We'll call that, think about that.
The students are doing a fantastic job.
They are, they really did it, and they really did it themselves.
They're having a fun time doing it.
Yeah.
Okay, number 20, is there any public comment? Anybody got anything to say?
Right. I wanted to say, we had an airport meeting.
Okay, Pat.
And, right now, the big thing on the agenda is the hangar for the district. There is one, both the state and the school building. We're in the process of trying to get.
Okay, Pat, thank you. Anybody else have any public comment? What they have to say is, what we meet once a month, put together, make sure whatever decisions that they think, make it for all county. Gotta represent people in your district, you're also representing yourself, it's gotta be good for all of us. I think it's good to be asking people, when they're wise, and some older ones, and maybe have a different way of doing it than we think. I'm all for it. We have to have a better idea than what we got going, bring it to our attention. Okay, 21 is discuss, accept Iron Point Land and Water Conservation Annual Report. Heather, Heather's gonna give us a little thing, Heather starts us out, sets the tone.
All right, so, I'm just gonna quickly go through. No, that's all right.
I've got stuff.
Or if I can let it be.
I
You're asking, good. Lori's back, I've never done it. Yeah, we're gonna be very important.
Explain later, Angel.
Ask for forgiveness.
Oh, he's sitting right there, he can't talk like that. Speedy, I think we're speedy, why are we not in those?
Okay, so my name is Heather Palmquist, I'm the county conservationist or department head for the Land and Water Conservation Department. Been at the department for, I think, about 18 years, and we have a pretty small department, but I just passed around our annual report for 2025. This kind of gives a good overview of what we accomplished in 2025, talks about finances, kind of just our basic accomplishments throughout the year. I'm not going to go through all of that with you, I'm going to do a very brief introduction for those of you who are not on our committee, and then those of you who are new to the board. Because we're kind of not as well of a known department necessarily, like the health department or the highway department that are pretty self-explanatory. Oops. Okay, so staff and programming, basically, we have two full-time people in the department. Myself, as the department head, I handle administration, all the grant writing, budget, financing, plan writing, supervising all the staff and programs. I also operate as our technician. So a lot of county departments, land and water conservation departments, have an administrator, but then they also have a technician, and then they might have several other staff as well. So I handle all of our cost share projects through the department. So we work with farmers, we work with municipalities on culvert replacements, and we also work a lot on shoreline projects. I'll go through some of those projects in a little bit more detail. But basically, we can help. We get a pot of money from the Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection to implement these projects with throughout the county. And then we also have a native plant sale that I manage as well. We have a conservation specialist is the second position in our department that's full time, and they are responsible for a lot of education and outreach, not only to adults, but also to the youth in the county. They also handle our invasive species program, both terrestrial and aquatic invasive species, and they coordinate our summer staff. And then they also work hand in hand with our water quality volunteers, conducting water quality, surface water quality on our lakes and streams. And they handle, like I said, our LT staff. We hire anywhere from 2 to 4 limited term employees for the summer months to help with that invasive species program. So one thing that I think our department stands out a lot is we are largely grant funded, okay? So the biggest contributor to our department is the Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection, or DAPCAP. So they fund 100% of the first position, or my position in the county, including the benefit package. So 100% of my cost to the county is paid for. And then they come up with 70% of the conservation specialist position funding as well. And again, that includes the benefit package as well. And then statutorily, they don't necessarily get here every year, depending on the state budget, but then they statutorily are supposed to hit 50% of a third position for the county. And then they also give us the cost share funding that we get to implement annually with landowners. We also...
Can I ask you a question?
So yeah.
Is that third position, when we get the money, enough to cover our summer helpers, or what does it cover?
That would be if we had a full-time position.
It has to be a full-time, it can't cover our summer.
No, and historically, since I've been around, we haven't had enough money in the state budget to make it to this 50% position. Mm-hmm. But good question. Yes, and I think you could then maybe do 50%. You'd get a percentage of that, because it wouldn't be a full-time position. But yes, you could get some money. We also get a lot of funding from the DNR. So we handle the wildlife damage program. That's for farmers who are experiencing crop damage. And we contract that, we basically act as the liaison where we contract that position out through USDA and APHIS. And then we're reimbursed through the DNR for all of those contracted costs. And then we also get annual funding for our LTE staff. So that is 100% paid for by a DNR grant and an additional grant. And we constantly are getting other grants for big projects that come up as need be. And then we have a very low percent of our budget, which will go through that actually the county levy contributes. So here's kind of a breakdown of 2025. Where all of that money came from, you can see on the bottom right there that our total budget was $254,000. So here you can see half of that is coming from that whole operating budget is coming from DATCAP for the staff support. We've got cost share coming in at 14%, the wildlife damage program at 13%. The county levy is here at 9%. So it's a very, very small portion of tax dollars, of county tax dollars that are going to towards our department. So a little bit about that cost share program. So we have a rule called ATCP 50, and that outlines a bunch of different practices that we can help landowners with for soil and water quality health. So I do work with a lot with municipalities on culvert replacements. I can't just replace a culvert for a township or a county because their culvert is failing. There has to be a natural resource concern. So everything that we're doing with our cost share dollars has to meet criteria set out in that ATCAP 50. And it has to have a soil or a water quality concern associated with the project for us to be able to put our state dollars on that. So through that program, I go out and I do project surveys, do the actual design, often with help from a state engineer, and go through all the permitting process. And then we're able to fund up to 50% or up to 70%, depending on the project. And that's all dictated through that ATCP 50. So the main projects that we can do are agriculture practices, stream crossings, and different shoreline protection. So here's a couple of an example of a farm project that we had done in the town of Saxon. Some of our stream crossing projects. So this is an issue that we might have and show up to. This was actually with the town of Anderson. And you can see that in this case, the road is washing out, depositing a bunch of gravel into the stream and wetland adjacent. Shoreline protection. So here we're having a bunch of erosion that would be causing sedimentation into, in this case, a lake. And so we can design something to mitigate that shoreline and erosion and protect it. Now, kind of that other part of our department, we do a ton of work with invasive species, so both terrestrial and aquatics. So you can see here, this was a day with along the Montreal River up here in Hurley, where we have Hurley sixth graders that come out and pull a bunch of garlic mustard every year. We've been doing that partnership for probably about 18 years. Some of our invasive species, this is called wild parsnip, and that has a health concern. So if you get into that and you're in the sunlight, the juices of the plant can cause a severe rash, far worse than poison ivy, as our highway worker found out. And then we have the aquatic side where we do some management with aquatic invasive species as well. There's a picture of us working on some curly leaf pondweed down in the town of Mercer. And here is a biofloage spiny water flea that we had sampled and we're doing some data collection with. Water quality. So again, we monitor and actively work with volunteers on over 37 lakes across the county. This year, just last week, I was at the Wisconsin Lakes Convention, and one of our water quality volunteers got a state recognition, which is a very, very competitive award, and he was awarded for all of his service for Wisconsin Lakes, specifically his work on Spider Lake and Mercer. And we do a ton of, like I said, a ton of outreach and education. So both to adults, you can see here, we did a pontoon cruise so that people kind of understand some of their lake ecology, and brought folks out to that lake to look at some of their concerns from DNR. Here we did conservation on tap a few years back, just educating the public on different natural resource things. And we do a lot of education and outreach in the schools. We did a loon project, and then we're talking about watersheds and healthy watersheds. And then we run our conservation camp for high school students. So if anybody ever has questions, our door is always open. Our office is in the Forestry and Highway Building down on 3rd Avenue. And so come and talk to us and figure out what we're doing. Thank you.
The person on the right is that?
Yes, this is our new, Molly has been on the job for about 4 weeks. She's doing an excellent job. She has a double master's coming from out of Ann Arbor. But she's a Wisconsinite, so she's lucky, or she's really excited to be up here in northern Wisconsin.
Thank you, Heather.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thank you for the time.
Thank you. Heather won an award last summer. She was one of the best in the state for what she does.
Conservationist of the year.
She was a conservationist of the year. That was nice. So we have some of the finest people working for us. Okay. I think that covers everything. I'm going to hand over to the committees. I put you on at the end of this. Let's go to work doing the business for the county. Call me in your journal. Yeah, sorry.
I'll make a motion to accept the conservationist report.
Second?
I'll second.
Second by Jen, we're all in favor.
Aye.
Aye.
Both. And all of you, I'll adjourn.
If you are new to the board, would you please meet me outside that I can sit at?
There you go, Gary.
In the newspaper.
Thursday, 16:00.
Not this time, Rob.
No, they're usually not that quick.
Hey Gary, get your picture.
We do, Gary.
I'll call you, Gary. I have your number.
Okay, good.
I got his number too. Right, Gary.
Gary, you're back. Oh, Steve. So, yeah. So close. Yeah, I just.